This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sent his help and his assistance to the people of Syria or the people of Palestine or the people in many parts of the world, Muslim and non-Muslim, at moments of desperation and oppression? Is he not aware of their condition? Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. It's a very genuine and sincere question, and I thank you for it. I want to point to your attention that there are a number of important issues attached to this. One, we are sure that Allah is aware of the condition of all people. He was also aware of the condition of Bani Israel, who remained in tyranny under Pharaoh for many years, even with the prophets of God, Moses and Harun, Musa and Harun, present amongst them. It was so severe that even Musa alayhi salam would call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ushdud alayhim, O Allah, because of their anger and because of their resilience in their sinfulness, O Allah, make it even more difficult upon them." And at times, you know, the tyranny that overflows, that is experienced, is not a sign of Allah's anger or wrath by those who receive it. Sometimes it's a cleansing. لِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a cleansing and a purging of our errors and our sins collectively and also individually. That young innocent child who loses his life in a, sinful bombing and a criminal act of state terrorism where they are bombed and their buildings are destroyed upon them, don't look at that child as being the one who's, bereft of God's mercy. In fact, that is a mercy from God that they have been given freedom from the toil that they might have experienced had they lived forward in that kind of isolation, in that kind of refugee status and lifestyle. We, those who remain alive, are the ones who are engaged in the hardships and in the toil of the dunya. So look at it with your heart, not just with your eyes. The second thing that I say to you is, what are we going to do about it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah doesn't change the condition of people until they make an attempt to change it themselves. Have we rallied support? Have we done the best that we can to assist others to try to bring an end to this? Have we been sincere in our dua? Have we spoken to our congressional members, our senators? Have we done the attempts that are necessary? And if so, if you have expended what is within your capability, rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of the condition of others. Third, I want you to look at the pressing needs within your own community. It's really easy to look at a distance and see people who are disadvantaged abreast from us and forget about those who are right there in our home, in our city, and in our masjid. What have you built for your community and what have you done for the destitute, the homeless, those who are Muslim and non-Muslim? What civic duty have you performed to enrich the lives who are within your reach, within your means? In fact, many of us within our own family structures, there's a lot of people who are burdened with debt, with student loans, their masajid that are always asking for those kind of simple things of people who can come and teach Quran. I'm not just talking about wealth, but simple things that we can do to improve the quality of life of those who are with us and within our mandate and responsibility. Perhaps we should look beneath our feet before we look abroad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring relief to the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to bring peace to humanity. But know that this is a sunnah of Allah. It is a tradition set amongst mankind that there will always be this contention. There will always be people who act in a sinful way from the very first child of Adam, from the very first offspring, that there was murder and murderous intent within the hearts of some. May Allah protect all of humanity.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.